Now my next guest started up Flanagan Print 38 years ago and this year has ventured into a brand new business, bringing high quality coffee beans from South America all the way to y'all. Ger Flanagan, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now tell me, where's the whole idea for Boardwalk Coffee come about?
Well, I suppose every business has been badly affected over the last year and a half, and our business is no different. So we were just looking at different opportunities and different possibilities of maybe expanding our business. So 3 months ago, we decided that we would start a specialty coffee roasting company. We called it Boardwalk Coffee, and our slogan is Roasted on the Wild Atlantic Coast. So we purchased two roasters that were built especially for the purpose. We have a premises here in Yall, and we have an Italian roaster called Matteo Calacci, and he does the roasting. So we source the beans directly from the farmers in Colombia and Brazil, and we've gone for specialty coffee. We get high quality green bean, we roast it, and what we're doing at the moment is we're doing single origin coffee, which gives, for anybody who's into coffee, all our coffee has a high cupping score, which brings into specialty class. So that's really, I suppose, where it all started.
And coffee has become a massive market, hasn't it? Particularly in the last few years.
Yeah, coffee is growing, and I think the coffee is changing as well, in that you have the really big players are probably losing out a little bit to a lot of small roasters. A lot of the coffee shops you see in the cities, both Cork and Dublin, will now have their own small roaster in the coffee shop in the back. And obviously, for two reasons. One, they're roasting their own, and they know exactly what they have. And the other point is that it creates a great atmosphere and ambience, and the smell of the roasted coffee wafting through the premises obviously brings people in. So the bigger coffee companies seem to be losing market share little by little, and a lot of smaller companies springing up. So we saw a niche in the market, and we decided we'd go for the specialty coffee market, and I suppose that's where we're placed at the moment, and we'll just see how it goes.
And speaking of premises, you opened a brand new premises in Yall, didn't you, in the last few days?
Yeah, that's right. A week ago then we decided that we'd open our own outlet. So we're in the Claycastle Beach Shop. We've got a little unit in there. We're doing mobile coffee. We're obviously serving our own coffee and treats. And we're open 7 days a week from 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're open at 10 o'clock at the weekend. And that seems to be going down well. If the weather was a little bit better, I think it would be more successful. But it's doing pretty well at the moment, and a lot of people tend to like our coffee, which is very good to hear.
And I suppose what makes you guys stand out from the crowd a bit is that not only can you go out there to Claycastle and pick up a cup of freshly brewed coffee yourself, you can also buy these beans and bring them home and brew them, can't you?
Yes. So I suppose there are two things. We retail packs of 250 gram bags, and we have the whole bean, or we have ground coffee. So you have a choice of either. We also have them on sale in a number of outlets in town, and including Super Value and Sean Toomey's and people like that in Yall. And we're also in places like the English Market in Cork, Dungarvan, Cove, Middleton. So we're getting out there with the retail packs. We've got a number of coffee outlets as well selling our coffee, and we also sell online on our Boardwalk Coffee website online. So it's possible then to decide if you want a coarse, a fine, or a medium ground coffee, and you can buy it online and deliver it within a couple of days.
And what's the hope, Ger? Is it that you expand this nationwide within retail, and that you open up other coffee premises around the place? Is that where you're hoping to go with it?
Well, I suppose we're in learning at the moment. We're looking that we think we've created something that, you know, people want to buy, number one. There seems to be a bit of demand there for us, and we'll obviously just see how it goes. Already we've taken on 5 staff for the business, so obviously there's a bit of employment there as well. And, you know, as long as people keep supporting the local brand, the local roasted coffee, that's, you know, we'll keep growing, and we'll just see where it takes us.
And it's great as well, isn't it, that the Boardwalk itself, and it's a great name, by the way, congratulations on the name. I think it's the one thing that people latched onto straight away was the name Boardwalk Coffee. But that the Boardwalk itself is expanding. And then we got, I suppose, the good news and the bad news about the Ironman last week. But at least now we know the Ironman is going to continue for another 3 years. And that's going to enhance tourism in the town, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Yall is on the up and has been for a number of years. And I suppose great credit to you to Cork County Council. And I suppose at the moment, her own Councillor Mary Lennon Foley, being Mayor of Cork County, she's done so much for Yall. I suppose we have the extended boardwalk, which is, I think, 1,400 metres, which will be opening in the coming weeks. We have the Greenway, which will be open in 2 years' time. I think the announcement of the Ironman was expected. And I think the positive news in Ironman is it's going to be here long term. We also have, with the full Ironman, we have the half Ironman, which is a big plus. And that'll be a huge weekend again next year. I think it's 13th and 14th of August of next year. And it's the right decision. I think the year that's in it, you know, with gatherings of people, I don't think, you know, it would have been correct ethically, really, to have so many people in one place. I suppose until everybody's vaccinated and, you know, we get over the current crisis. But I think on the long term, great announcement as well recently there, I think it's 19 million in funding as well for the Clare Castle area. And it's great to see the Cork County Council putting new seating as well on the promenade. And we've had a lot of improvements over the last 12 months in Yall, and they're going to continue for a while to come. So I think it's going to be a great summer for y'all, and I think years ahead are going to be very prosperous.
Listen, congratulations on what no doubt will be another fantastic venture. Can you just let people know as well, so if they want to buy the coffee, whereabouts your premises is and where they can buy it from a retail point of view?
Okay, so I suppose if you want a cup of coffee, you can go to the Clare Castle Beach Shop. It's in the car park there in Clare Castle. I suppose you can't really miss us. We've got a lot of branding up. You can go to the Brook Super Value if you want to buy the retail packs. Sean Toomey is also selling the retail packs in Yall. We have a couple of other outlets as well around East Cork, West Waterford, and also into Cork City. And if you want to go online, it's boardwalkcoffee.ie, and you have a choice then of, as I say, whether you want Brazilian or Colombian coffee for whole bean or ground. You have a lot of options there. So, so there's plenty of options to buy our coffee, and we'd like to thank everybody who supported us so far over the last couple of months. And it's great to, you know, to see such support for a new company and a new brand, and we really appreciate it. And also thanks to yourself and to your wife for all the publicity, and you know, it all helps. It helps to you know, create employment locally and helps to grow the business.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Shop local, keep it local, and it's great to see new local businesses opening up. Ger Flanagan, proprietor of Boardwalk Coffee, thanks a million for joining me today.
Thank you very much.